Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Jerome Kern wrote more scores with P.G. Woodhouse, Oscar Hammerstein, and Dorothy Fields than any other lyricists. But he also had at least a dozen other collaborators, from the famous to the insignificant. Here's an hour of Kern's songs with the others.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Kern's first theater songs go back to the first decade of the new 20th century. He was still writing interpolations and wouldn't have a complete score on the boards until 1912. He was making his way from song to song, show to show, lyricist to lyricist. Nothing permanent, everything possible. Yet near the end of his career, he was in much the same set of circumstances. Yes, everyone wanted to work with him. But during his latter days in Hollywood, he worked with noted lyricists a show at a time, a movie at a time. First, a city song for the 1907 show Fascinating Flora, and then a touching love song from Kern's last score during his lifetime, Centennial Summer. Kim Criswell and Chris Grenendahl, Subway Express, and from 1946, Dick Hames and Helen Forrest with Kern and Leo Robbins in Love in Vain.
It was in no sheltered nook, it was by no babbling brook, when romantically we met.
Ah, the scene I can't forget, we were thrown together in the Subway
were clearly all at sea as you wildly clutched at me when around that curve we swung.
Yes, and though I lost my tongue, I made a hit with you, you must confess.
Yes, you hit me in the back, and as around and round you flew, I inquired if I could tender a supporting arm to you.
To which I answered, no, sir, when the guard yelled, move.
To be in love, but who wants to be in love in vain? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and cry your eyes out and wreck your brain.
And wonder why anyone is wonderful as she should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree. 'Cause it's just my luck to be in love in vain.
one as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain.
I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree.
Was it just my luck to be in love in vain?
Kim Criswell and Chris Grenendahl's Subway Express, and Dick Hames and Helen Forrest, In Love in Vain. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Long before Jerome Kern earned his reputation as the supreme writer of melodies in all of American song, he spent a decade early in the 20th century writing individual songs as interpolations. When lyricist Edward Lasker got an offer to write a song using the new slang term spooning, he said he could and hunted down Kern to write the tune. The result was Kern's first hit. It sounded nothing like the beautiful melodies he became known for, but its success moved his career forward. Kim Criswell and Joel Imbody, How'd You Like to Spoon With Me?
I don't know why I am so very shy. I always was demure. I never
day. You fascinate me so. You are so cute, you really are a beaut. Through life with you I'd go. If we were wed, our married life would be one steady honeymoon. From 6 a.m. till 12 o'clock at night, why, all we do is spoon.
How'd you like to spoon with me?
Well, rather.
Sit beneath an oak tree, large and shady. Call me little Tootsie, Wootsie, baby. How'd you like to hug and squeeze?
Indeed I would.
Dangle me upon your knees.
Oh, if I could. How'd you like to be my lovely dolly? How'd you like to spoon with me?
Kim Criswell and Joel Imbody, How'd You Like to Spoon With Me? During these early years, many musicals were adaptations from British hits, with changes to the book and score to make them accessible to American audiences. The new songs, usually written by young, aspiring American writers, provided them with a way to break in. The shows were usually ramshackle affairs, and the songs were largely undistinguished. Few of Kern's songs from this period count for a great deal, but they had a youthful eagerness and charm that suited the moment. Aside from P.G. Wodehouse, many of his early collaborators are largely forgotten, including C.H. Beauville, who collaborated on songs and stories with Wodehouse, and a lyric or two for a Kern melody. Here is an interpolation for the 1908 musical Fluffy Ruffles. Ann Ciola sings Take Care. Ciola, Take Care. Jerome Kern wrote his first complete score for The Red Petticoat in 1912. It was also one of the first musical comedy westerns. Rita Johnson Young, who'd written the lyrics to Naughty Marietta, and Paul West split the lyric writing. Kern and West had previously worked together on interpolations. Now they had a complete score under their belts, although Emmy Rourke also wrote some lyrics for The Red Petticoat. From Fascinating Flora and Ciola Balloonin, and from The Red Petticoat, Ciola again with Oh, You Beautiful Spring.
Oh, take a little journey off to a land afar, not upon a ship nor a railroad trip, neither on a motor car. Quite a different journey I'm proposing, really. It's something new. Won't be any crowd, no one else allowed, not a soul but me.
Anceola Balloonin and Oh, You Beautiful Spring. By the early 20s, Kern's collaborations with P.G. Woodhouse on the Princess Theatre shows had established him as a major theatre composer. But he also continued to write with a range of lyricists, and in 1914, 2 years after The Red Petticoat, he was still writing some interpolations. By far the most important song in The Girl from Utah was They Didn't Believe Me, with words by Herbert Reynolds. But Curran also wrote several songs with Harry Smith, known mainly for his work on operettas. Many of Curran's most likable tunes were light and lively, as in this song from The Girl from Utah. Kay Ballard and Arthur Siegel, Same Sort of Girl.
I won't deny that I've had fancies galore, say three or four, well, maybe more. I've often thought this one I truly adore. Then in a minute I'd find there was nothing in it. Same sort of girl and the same sort of boy. Same sort of whirl in the same round of joy. Same making eyes and the same tender sighs. Same moonlight walk, same silly talk. Same old duet sung by Adam and Eve. Same sort of fibs that no one can believe. I thought that old game was one that I knew, but it's so different with you.
You said something when you said you love me. Oh, but I wonder for how long it will be. If you find someday you've altered your mind, I'd be forgiving, but simply could not go on living. Girls much prettier you'll meet by the score. Will you regret you never met them before? You said something when you said you love me, but say it a whole lot more.
Same sort of girl and the same sort of boy.
Kay Ballard and Arthur Siegel, Same Sort of Girl. Although Curran collaborated with Woodhouse on most of the Prince's musicals, he was also writing with a minor lyricist named Schuyler Green. The lyricist may have been minor, but the shows weren't. Very Good Eddie was among the most important and successful of the Prince's musicals. Virginia Seidel, Spring Fairbank, Charles Repol, and Nicholas Wyman with Isn't It Great to Be Married, and Cynthia Wells and David Christmas, Nodding Roses.
This world's all right when someone loves you. 'Tis our delight to do as doves do. From morn till night we'll coo as doves. Coo, pinchy-woo, pinchy-woo, pinchy-woo. Isn't it great to be happily married to the one you love? Hey-ho! Isn't it great to be somebody's poopsie-woopsie turtle dove? Hey-ho! Oh, winds may ride of their heavenly night and of their stars and moonlight sea. But living alone in a home of our own is heaven enough for me.
What proof have we of your affection?
What can we do in that direction?
Give us the vote in next election.
Disagree.
You agree.
I agree. Isn't it great to be happily married to the one you love? Hey-ho! Isn't it great to be somebody's poopsie-woopsie turtle dove? May ride on their heavenly night and on their stars and moonlight see. But living alone in a home of our own is heaven enough for me.
Betsy, is that my rose?
This rose was from you?
Oh, why, yes.
I should have known it.
Well, does it mean what I think?
Though my answer you entreat, my lips seem helpless to repeat the words my heart would say.
Words are all such empty things when love comes to your heart and brings its cloudless summer day.
How then shall I answer? What would you propose?
Tell me in the language of the rose.
Roses nodding to and fro answer yes and no to vex, perhaps perplex the hearts of breezes that bleed soft and low.
If you really love me, dear, nod and tell me so.
Should say to clear her sweetheart's doubt away is not so hard to guess.
Now you're talking common sense, and life for me would just commence were you to answer yes.
But of all the methods, which do you propose?
Why not take a lesson from the rose?
Roses nodding seem to say, answer me today. Make haste, no time to waste, for love will be speeding away.
Blushing red, just nod your head, little girl, confess. By nodding, nodding, yes.
From Kern and Skylar Green's score to Very Good Eddie, Virginia Seidel, Spring Fairbank, Charles Repole, and Nicholas Wyman, Isn't It Great to Be Married? And Cynthia Wells and David Christmas, Nodding Roses. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Much of Kern's early composing had a lilting directness that made his tunes winning to audiences. But in 1915, he wrote the first Broadway show tune with a basic jazz projection. Songs by Kern and Skylar Green from The Magic Melody, including that first jazz-shaped show tune, The Title Number. Kay Ballard and Arthur Siegel with a medley from The Magic Melody.
What's the name of that melody? Something mighty sweet about it, something hard to beat about it. What's the name of that melody? What a pity not to know the name of such a pretty ditty. It always seems to interrupt when you're talking. It seems to lift you from your feet and start you walking. When those cellos and fiddles start in to fiddle that middle part, clouds, fears, sighs, tears disappear as if by magic.
Come on, little girl, take a chance. Here's a dance you really ought to do. And I'll put to hep to a step full of pep and very easy too. Here is a peach I can teach in a minute, there is nothing to it. You can learn to do it, get this, it is a pretty thing. If you want something cute, here's a butte, it's as nutty as the ballet russe. And this little twist, I insist, makes Nijinsky look a crippled goose. Leave it to me, I will soon have you educated. Leave it to me, and your brain will be syncopated. Come take a chance, little girl, and learn how to dance.
The world goes around to the sound of a syncopated melody. Come on, take a chance, and we'll dance to the syncopated melody. Beware, have a care when you're doing it. Keep moving or you'll ruin it. And just so you'll know, I'll show you all the late improvements in those syncopated movements. So you start kind of slow till you know how to throw your shoulders in the air. Then you slide and you glide around the room in an attitude of I don't care. You'll dance and you'll sway and you'll think and you'll talk to it. You'll work and you'll play and you'll drink and you'll walk to it. Can't get away from the magic melody.
Kay Ballard and Arthur Siegel with Songs from the Magic Melody. Despite the importance of the Princess musicals, Jerome Kern didn't have his first major hit until 1920, when he and English lyricist Clifford Gray wrote the score to Sally, and ironically, American Buddy De Silva wrote the lyrics for the score's single most important song. One of the first and most important of the Cinderella musicals that was so popular in the 20s, it had one of the longest runs of the decade. It's a rags-to-riches story about a dishwasher who, through a case of mistaken identity, stars in the Ziegfeld Follies and marries a millionaire. Ben Pollack's orchestra with Kern and Gray's On with the Dance, and Marion Harris with Kern and De Silva's Look for the Silver Lining.
Forget my sorrows, on with a dance. Who cares about tomorrow? I want to sing and laugh like a clown, so no one will know that someone just turned me down. On with a dance, I need two arms around me. On with a new romance. Although my heart is aching, let me forget it breaking. On with the dance.
Ben Pollack's orchestra On With The Dance, and Marian Harris Look For The Silver Lining. Kern had some important successes in the 30s, writing with Dorothy Fields for Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. But earlier in the decade, he and Oscar Hammerstein had stumbled badly. In effect, Kern fled to Hollywood to try to save his career. Among his few successes in the early 30s was Roberta. Although the lyrics were largely by Otto Harbach, one of Kern's frequent collaborators, his nephew Bernard Dougal wrote the words to one song. The young songwriter thought his uncle should jazz up the score. Kern gave in for one song. Paula Lawrence, I'll Be Hard to Handle.
Marriage only at her leisure. As it is, they've got the horse behind the cart. When my pop said we must wed, he kind of wowed me, still I'm ready. But one thing must be clear at the start. I'll be hard to handle, I promise you that. And if you complain, here's one little jape will leave you flat. I'll be hard to handle, what else can I be? I say with a shrug, I think you're a mug to marry me. When you first threw me a gander, I was willing to philander. But I never thought I'd have to be a bride. Now you're gonna find tough sledding. I don't want no shotgun wedding. I was only along for the ride. I'll be hard to handle, I'm telling you plain. Just be a dear and scram out of here. I'm gonna raise Cain. I'll be hard to handle, my bridges are burned. This wedding's a gag and you're in the bag where I'm concerned. I'll be living my life in bits, but they always will be twin beds. And I warn you, y'all be living like a monk. Our affair is now a past one, so don't think you've pulled a fast one. Just remember, I think you're a punk. I'll be hard to handle, I'm no ball and chain. I'll find some means to call the Marines. I'm gonna raise Cain.
Paula Lawrence, I'll Be Hard to Handle. Kern occasionally worked with a major lyricist once, sometimes for a whole score, sometimes for a single song, and that was it. You end up wondering why. The first of these collaborations came in 1924, when Kern and Howard Dietz wrote the score to a 15-performance flop called Dear Sir. Dietz didn't have a lot of success until he began to work with Arthur Schwartz in 1929 and eventually moved to Hollywood to become a movie executive. The score to Dear Sir included I Want to Be There, sung here by Rebecca Luker and George Dvorsky.
Where the robin calls with a throb in her song, that's where you and I belong. Far from clamor and throng away, and I know we'll be there someday. For you seem just the one to share my paradise in the wilderness.
My longing for flowers and trees and birds can express.
stars will make a rendezvous. I want to be there, don't you?
Where the things we say and do are entre nous, I want to be there, I want to be there. It would seem that such a dream could not come true.
Rebecca Luker and George Dvorsky, I Want to Be There. During the war years, Kern worked on a couple of successful movie musicals, each with a different writer. He and Johnny Mercer wrote You Were Never Lovelier. He and Ira Gershwin wrote Cover Girl. Mercer loved Kern and loved his appreciation for the lyrics he wrote. Gershwin, who hated to come out and say I love you in his lyrics, struggled against the romantic strain in Kern's melodies. But it's also a great gift to have songs that Kern and Mercer and Kern and Gershwin wrote. From You Were Never Lovelier, Fred Astaire, Dearly Beloved, and from Cover Girl, Bobby Short, Put Me to the Test.
Tell me that it's true. Tell me you agree. I was meant for you. You were meant for me. Dearly beloved, how clearly I see. Somewhere in heaven, you were fashioned for me. Angel eyes knew you, angel voice nothing could save me. Fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, merely, dearly beloved, be mine.
Nights are gone, but chivalry still carries on. I wear no armor, but to my charmer I hereby pledge my all. In other words, I'm at your beck and call. Put me to the test and I'll climb you the highest mountain or swim you Radio City Fountain. Put me to the test and I'll get you a queen's tiara or a pyramid from the hot Sahara. I'll be your Vic Jordan, Red Rider, Flash Gordon. With me it never rains but it pours. Put me to the test, lady, just make your request and anything that you desire is yours. Test me, put me on my mettle. How would you like a snowball from Hope Picard a pedal? How would you like an orange straight from Pomona? For you are but the toughest bronco in Arizona. Test me, put me on my mettle. I can give out with Hansel if you give out with Gretel. Get you a movie contract, Golden or Daryl. For you aren't even jump Niagara Falls in a barrel. Put me to the test. Anything that you suggest is yours. Anything that you request is yours. To the test and I'll bag you a mountain puma or dig you treasure of Montezuma. Put me to the test and I'll ride you a Derby winner or I'll pilot you to Paris for dinner. It'll be a trifle to jump off the Eiffel if that is what the lady adores. Put me to the test, lady, just make your request, and anything that you desire is yours.
Fred Astaire, Dearly Beloved, and Bobby Short, Put Me to the Test. The songwriters in Hollywood, especially the well-known songwriters, were a pretty small group. Yet Kern and Gus Kahn had never met. When someone finally introduced them, Kahn said that he'd love to work with Kern someday. Kern replied, "Even though I've worked mainly on Broadway and you haven't, I always hoped I would have the chance to work with you." The song they soon wrote together appeared only weeks before Kahn died in 1941 at the age of 55. Kern would die 5 years later at the age of 60. Robert White, Daydreaming.
I could spend my time in grieving when I'm not with you, but I find that make-believing sort of sees me through. I don't wait for dreams until the night, even in the rosy morning light. You are oh so close to me, I hold you tenderly, and hear you say I love you. Then I find that I'm only daydreaming, but I don't mind if I'm only daydreaming. If dreams can bring so near to me the things so dear to me, the lips that say I love you, then I know that I'll go on daydreaming until my daydreams all come true.
Robert White with Kern and Kahn's Daydreaming. These aren't the most famous songs by Kern and his numerous collaborators, but they give you the flavor of what he wrote with so many different lyricists throughout his long and celebrated career. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.